As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free, no last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Showtime!
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! Justin Jefferson!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Cousins looking to throw. Oh!
Yeah, I think I need to play better. I don't think that's a mystery. I think the last few weeks, I would say, you know, I need to play better.
Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long, Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, baby. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live on a Tuesday here in Los Angeles, California. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Roku Sports Channel. We appreciate everybody who takes us in every day, 12 to 3 Eastern. The platform is free. It is awesome. We love being on it, and we love to be seen on it, so we love to be heard as well. And in terms of that, the news came out yesterday. We're joining the Infinity Sports Network starting on the first Monday of 2025. So anybody who's out there who listens to us, we will give you the information as we get closer of our new XM and Sirius XM station that we will be moving to. And then there'll be quite a shift in terms of how you might listen to us. Terrestrial radio, we'll keep you up to speed on all that, but we're very excited because nobody likes being heard more than me. Certainly since where I live, nobody listens to me. 844-204-RICH is the number. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into a therapy session.
Yeah, so we have a couch if you want to sit down. I mean, it's just right there. You could just walk
Let
over.
Let me tell you about my childhood. I got 3 hours. Could you imagine if I just started turning this show into that sort of thing?
I mean, well, it might help people.
I did share about my prom night
the
other day.
It started back on the prom night. That's where it all went wrong.
The Staten Island Ferry. Yeah, we were on the ferry.
It all started on the Staten Island Ferry. good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm great.
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see you.
I got a haircut, huh, Mike?
Yep, we tight. Yep.
TJ Jefferson is stealing himself because our first guest is somebody from his nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Dawkins is first
my
up.
My own personal Freddy Krueger right there, man. Forgive me if I'm not as welcoming to Brian Dawkins.
Nightmare on Broad Street, is what you're saying?
God. Why'd he do that to us for all those years?
Well, I love Brian Dawkins, and he's as great as they come, and he's got something he wants to talk about, a health initiative, testyourkidneys.com, and I'm always up for helping him out with whatever he wants to talk about. We go way back like a car seat back to year one of NFL Network. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Lots to talk about with him, with what's going on with the Eagles. Same thing with Chris Long. Chris Long returns to this program, the Greenlight
Pod.
Hey,
where's he been?
You know, doing things with Belichick.
He's very busy.
On the CW, inside the NFL, Greenlight Pod, he's going to be joining us. And then Jahmyr Gibbs of the Detroit Lions will join us to talk about being one of the last remaining healthy Detroit Lions. That's in hour number three.
That's crazy.
It is. We'll talk about that in a second. And again, 844-204-RICH, number to dial if you want to chat with us. We always appreciate that. One of the stories of the year, Minnesota Vikings. You have to say that. Minnesota Vikings, who moved up in the draft to take J.J. McCarthy when Penix got taken by the Falcons as the fourth quarterback taken in the first seven picks of the draft. My goodness. First eight picks of the draft. There you go. And they moved up to take J.J. McCarthy, and Sam Darnold was there. And the conversation I heard leading up to the draft, after the draft, is that Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, after taking Sam Darnold from free agency, after Kirk Cousins left in free agency, Sam Darnold, he told, listen, we may draft a rookie. They have plans to draft a rookie, but here's what's going to happen. You're going to get the opportunity to start for this team and take advantage of the opportunity to take an otherwise ready for playoffs team, despite what happened the previous year, but due to injuries and things and whatnot, take this opportunity and lead us to the playoffs and become a new version of yourself. Slate's clean. Forget about the Jets. Forget about Carolina. Forget about anything like that. Come on in with what you learned from San Francisco and become the new Baker Mayfield. Look what Baker did in Tampa. And he got himself a nine-figure contract out of it. He won a division. Why don't you do that for us? We're going to give you that opportunity. Smash cut to week 16, and he's 12-2. And he has a chance to win the division. And he started 5-0 and then lost two in a row. And everybody, we were having our fun when Sam Darnold started 5-0, talking about that time when he was 3-0 for the Carolina Panthers and the MVP of the NFL going into October that year. Mm-hmm. And then they lost two games in 5 days to the Lions at home, to the Rams here in SoFi. And it's just like, well, isn't that nice? Sam had a nice start and the Vikings will just regress to the mean. And they can win the NFC North, guys. And Sam Darnold has been spectacular all season long. They bounce back from that mini two-game losing streak in a five-day span to win seven in a row. To be 12-2 or better for the first time since that 1998 season with Dennis Green and Billick as the offensive coordinator. They've scored 125 points in the last four games, which is one of the best we've seen from the Vikings in a long time. Last time they did something like that was 2019. It's their only fourth time they've scored 125 points or better in a four-game span since 2010. And how about this for Sam Darnold? Do you know who's got the longest active streak of 200 passing yard games in the NFL this year? Sam Darnold. He had 231 last night. It's his career high 12th win. He won his career high 12th start. In the previous four seasons combined, he had 10 wins and 27 passing touchdowns total. He's got 12 wins and 29 passing touchdowns this year. The list of most quarterback wins in a first season with new team. Last 40 seasons, Darnold's dozen wins behind only Steve McNair's 13 wins when he joined the Ravens in 2006 and Peyton Manning's 13 wins when he joined the Broncos in 2012. That's what Sam Darnold's doing. Threw himself in the mix with two co-MVPs that they were in their previous stints with the Colts and the Titans and Manning and McNair. Everybody's eaten. Justin Jefferson's eaten. Jordan Addison's eaten. Aaron Jones is eaten. TJ Hawkinson's eaten. Everyone's eaten. And the Vikings are flat out in the mix to be the bye week team. Guys, come on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could be the one seed. the rest of the way. Minnesota's final three games. They're at Seattle, home for Green Bay, and at Detroit. So they've got some serious slugfests with three teams that are in playoff mixes for sure. And then that last game at Detroit could be for the whole shooting match. Philadelphia has a tough game at Washington. Home for Atlanta at Dallas. They could win out for sure. You know?
That's going to be the last game of the year, right?
Which is what? Minnesota at Detroit?
Detroit for the North or maybe the one seed?
It's entirely possible. Certainly for the North. You could, guys, it's entirely possible we could see a 13-win wildcard team in the NFC. We're going to, wow. Right? Mm-hmm. We might see a 14-win wildcard team in the NFC. Somebody could win 14 games and say, sorry, you got to start on the road. You got to go to Tampa. You got to go to Los Angeles, potentially, to take on two teams from last year's playoffs in their house. Thanks for winning 14 games. Too bad. And that team could be the Detroit Lions. And that's what Sam Darnold has done with his opportunity. Now, this is a conversation to be had once it's all said and done. Cooper's talking to me about it quite a bit, my 13-year-old at home, because, you know, I've raised him, right? And he roots for two college football teams, Michigan and whoever plays against Ohio State. So he's genuinely concerned about J.J. McCarthy's opportunity to start next year. And he's like, what happens with Sam Darnold? That's a question for down the road. Well, let's see how it finishes up.
You know what I think is kind of funny?
But that's the conversation that's being had right now, at least in my household, because of how well Sam Darnold's doing, which is nuts.
Well, Coop obviously listens to the Overreaction Monday podcast, where nice. I said that a couple weeks ago. You know what's kind of funny? And they both played last night. Everyone after the draft talked about how dumb it was to draft Michael Penix by the Falcons, which I'm sure we'll get to later. Situation has played out in Minnesota. Imagine if the Vikings had a player that they had taken at the top of the first round that was contributing. They have a guy who they took who's not playing. Obviously, he's out for the year, but no one mentions how dumb of a draft pick that was.
Well, that's total 2020 hindsight.
But looking at the draft is all 2020 hindsight.
No, I understand that.
So when you look
that.
At that through this lens, you're like, man, really wish they had a top 10 player who was contributing right now.
Well, in terms of that, you could say that for sure about the Atlanta Falcons, who struggled to end their four-game losing streak last night against a Vegas team that has nothing to play for anymore except pride. And you're wondering if Penix is going to be moved into the starting role even in the final weeks of this season because of how Cousins is playing. You could make that case for Atlanta that we were saying on that night. But for terms of the Minnesota Vikings, nobody thought, other than maybe Sam Darnold, his family, and people, or Jordan Palmer, right. You know, and anybody in his circle, and Kevin O'Connell, thinking that he could be not only successful, but put the Vikings in position to win the conference. And Kevin O'Connell in position to be coach of the year. That's what's playing out for the Minnesota Vikings. And a ton of fans of theirs, man, after they started 5-0 and then lost two in a row, like, well, here comes that 5-12 season. Here comes all those losses after a great start that we've always expected. And instead, here we are entering week 16. Vikings can win the conference for real. It's absolutely for real with the play they play on defense and the way that this offense is being run with O'Connell calling the plays for Darnold and everyone else is eaten. That I can't believe I'm saying these words. It's turned Nick Swardson into Nostradamus. Remember, he was here and he said that the Vikings were going to go undefeated and beat the Las Vegas Aces for the championship in the WNBA.
Well, we know that probably won't happen.
And as of this point, he's only two off. Everything else, he was right.
Well, technically, the Aces made the WNBA finals, right?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't?
No, it was the Liberty against the Lynx. But yeah. He was off on that.
Yeah, he was off on
and
that.
On just two games through the first 14 for the Vikings, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And one of the reasons why we're sitting here thinking it is entirely real for the Vikings to win the conference And obviously, if they do that, they win the NFC North that the Lions have been sitting on top of on their Honolulu blue throne since week two, pretty much. Is not because they have the same record now, that's obvious, and not because they play each other in week 18, for which it could be for the division and conference. The Eagles obviously have a lot to say about that. The Packers have something to say about that because the Packers play the Vikings in week 17, and you could make a case that they are playing like the best team in the conference too. But you're saying that because the Vikings have won seven in a row and they're not down to their third stringers on many spots on defense like the Lions are. They're also not down one of their best players on offense in David Montgomery like the Lions are. And the Vikings just eviscerated a lesser opponent, yes, on Monday Night Football, and the Lions just got taken to the woodshed by a Bills team that feels inevitable. And this is a measuring stick game, even for a team that had won as many games in a row as the Lions had won, right? Even a team that won 11 in a row, it was a measuring stick game, and the Bills took that measuring stick and hit the Lions over the head with it. And I know, Lions fans, I did do what I advocate that TJ Jefferson not do. I read some of the comments on our YouTube video that we put out from our open of the show yesterday while I gave Josh Allen flowers. And they're like, well, look what he did against our third stringers. Well, guess what? The Bills didn't have two safeties in the back and took a 14-0 lead. And they were down Rasul Douglas, too. I mean, everybody's down.
Yeah.
But the Lions are particularly down. I get that. And that's the narrative now in Detroit, which is attrition is setting in. And the Lions' dream season is now heading to the nightmare of injured reserve over and over and over again. And that if you take too many top-notch, Super Bowl-worthy rostered players off this team, they will suddenly now be as beatable as anybody else. Dan Campbell has been working 24 hours, 7 days a week on this team, and he has been working the last 24 hours to push back on this narrative. This is what he had to say when announcing David Montgomery was out for the season when he met with the media on Monday.
We acknowledge the fact that, man, we've lost players, we've lost really good players, but nobody cares. I mean, you know, nobody cares, and nobody's going to give us a pass or put an asterisk next to your record. So what it means is some guys are going to have an unbelievable opportunity. You know, because of what has happened, that means now, and you're a guy who's on the vet squad, or you're a young player, or you're somebody that's been dying to get an opportunity, you're about to get it. And so that's... That's a pretty cool thing. That's a pretty inspiring thing. You know, what are you going to do with it? And it's up to us to give them a plan to where they can succeed. And I've said it before, we play with three units here. And we'll do what we have to do to win a game. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters from here on out, is that you just need to have one more point than the opponent, period.
No one's going to be playing the violins for us. We've heard this from coaches before. Dan Campbell's got to play that card. He played the card of 1 point more than anybody else on his local radio hit today in Detroit, where he worked a little Honolulu blue. This is Dan Campbell at his finest, pounding the table for the Lions to take advantage of this opportunity, with the narrative now being everywhere that they can't.
You know what happens is, you know, you win 11 in a row, you know, and you lose, and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. And, you know, what happens is you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us, and well, everything's good. Life's good, you know, but you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your molded bread. you know, and it was just fine. And it gave you everything you needed. And sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are. And we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys. And you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are going to about to have an unbelievable opportunity here. And we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special teams. And I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one, you're going to see smiles on my face. I promise you. All right? If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right? I can promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it done.
97-1, the ticket. Costa and Jansen. Jansen being John Jansen, a Michigan Wolverine. Everybody seek out the video of it. We covered it here on the show. Every time the F-bomb got dropped, you could see John was looking at somebody behind the glass, basically like, you know, like hit the button. He was hitting the button. You could see. Take a look at it. You're the expert, Mike.
I got to look.
But it's great.
Hit the dump button.
Hey, man, this is exactly what the Lions need. And the question is the cult of personality going to be enough? Is it going to be enough? They need to hear this from the coach, and I think they got the right guy to basically say what needs to be said, and it's just like next man up mentality. And yeah, the next man up might be the third string or whatever, but it's up to him and Aaron Glenn and to certainly on defense to come up with a plan where that third stringer can have his best abilities brought to bear and not exposed in the other direction. And for all my Lions friends out there, I sure would love for the narrative to be, you know, that loss is exactly the punch in the mouth that the Lions needed to wake up, and the coaching staff through cult of personality and their smarts in the film room and certainly in the playbook is exactly what put the Lions right where we thought they were going to be, which is New Orleans for the Super Bowl. I sure would love that to happen. And I'd love for them to basically turn all A.J. Brown and just basically say, this is the time for us to tell the media to shut up. Mm-hmm. You know, but Detroit is at Chicago, which is a beatable team, as we know, at San Francisco, which isn't the same. And then there's that game against Minnesota, which is now, I think, going to be for the division. And they're going to have to absolutely taste that blood in their mouth. And Dan Campbell's the right guy to do it. He's sounding all the right notes right now. Unbelievable the Lions season's come to this. Football gods are really kicking him in the nards. We'll take a break right now. When we come back, Brian Dawkins on what was going down in Philadelphia. Does he like all that drama? Do the Eagles need all that drama? Does it matter? Brian Dawkins coming up. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits, so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Back here on the program. I haven't spoken to Brian Dawkins in a while. Used to speak to him all the time. Back in the day. On NFL Total Access.
Team cam.
Eagles cam.
Eagles cam.
Yeah.
That was when Donovan McNabb was on Eagles cam a lot.
Yeah.
And I forget who it was. It was, we had Strahan on. We would have Sapp and Strahan together.
Together.
And the reason why we did that is because Sapp called out Strahan for getting the sack record when Favre gave him a cookie. And the two of them started arguing, and we put them together, and they would have guests.
Yes, once a week.
McNabb was a guest once. That was great. Bettis was a guest once.
Bettis.
Those were fun, man.
Yeah.
And I think they made fun of McNabb for having a receding hairline once upon a time, and I didn't get that humor. Someone had to explain it to me. 'Cause that's when I was beginning to lose my hair.
Rich.
Then the lockout took care of it. It was gone. 8 years later.
Lockout.
See ya.
You let the lockout make you lose your hair?
If you went through it,
dude,
you get it.
No, I mean, you said that multiple times, but I've never actually addressed it.
I don't know if it really did, but you know,
it's a great story.
Hosting, being the host of NFL Network when you're like, I don't know if there's going to be a season, and I don't know if there's going to be a draft. Hey, free agency. These are the top free agents available, although I don't know if there's a new collective bargaining agreement if they're going to be free agents. But here's the list anyway. Although it did get me on Letterman for the first time because he was interested in what the host of NFL Network of a draft during a lockout means. And that's what got me on.
Worked in your favor.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And stopping by to talk about a very important health issue for him and his family, as well as maybe for everybody out there as well, is a Pro Football Hall of Fame friend. It is great to see you, Brian Dawkins.
I'm blessed, and it's good to be seen.
It is our pleasure to see you on the screen here, man. You're one of my favorites. I remember NFL Network comes on the air, man. We were firing up Eagles cam for you all the time on NFL Total Access. I'm talking with you, and your Eagles teams were always in that mix. It was awesome, Brian. What are your memories of those days,
Brian? Oh, man. The days of me and you chatting it up.
No, your days of playing, you and I already know how you feel about that because I feel about it the same way, about you and I.
Yeah.
But playing,
go ahead.
No, playing in those Eagles days, man. Like, what was that like for you?
No, it was something that was built up. It didn't just exist. It didn't just start off where it was. It was something that we had to go through some tough times. We had to grow, a whole bunch of growing to do as a team. And I would tell you, and I tell everybody that, you know, the team that Andy got, especially on defensive side of the ball, the team that Andy and Jim Johnson went on to coach, we bonded through some tough times. Me, that defense, myself, Troy Vincent, Hugh Douglas, and all those guys, like Trot, we bonded. Like, we would watch film together and about effort that we weren't going to just let up on as far as accountability for one another. So that was a love in the room and appreciation in the room for one another. So that when we then moved on and then Jim got us, he got a gristled group. And so it was that group, obviously the offense as well, Deuce was there. And so we had a mindset of working together, holding one another accountable, that allowed us to do what we did year after year after year. And obviously, you know Andy Reid and what he brought in his philosophy and what he brought in as far, same thing with Jim Johnson. But there was a mindset that was adapted by us as far as how we were going to approach off seasons and then seasons that had us in the hunt every year.
Yeah, and in terms of, bonding, building in the city of Philadelphia, and then holding each other accountable, kind of sounds like a perfect entree to discuss the current Philadelphia Eagles, right? With A.J. Brown saying, I'm just holding people accountable when I'm at my locker after a ninth straight win, talking about the passing game being an issue. And, you know, and then the rest of the team throughout the week saying, hey, we're just talking about getting better. And a lot of us in the, observation mode are like, okay, let's see how this one works out. And they go out and punk the Steelers. And I'm just wondering, like, do these Eagles need that sort of drama in order to be successful? Do you think, Brian, from afar here? What do you think?
So here's the thing. If you look at last game and you can't see with your eyes that there was a struggle to get the ball in the air and get completed passes and get runs after catch, that it was a struggle for them to do that, then you're not watching the same game that I'm watching. Yes, there was some struggles. They won the game. Yeah, absolutely. And here's the great thing about it. In some locker rooms, a win is a win, and the win brushes over everything. So why are we talking about anything and we're winning? No. You actually have individuals that care enough about what they do on the field, how they go about doing their business and knowing the grand scheme of how they lost last year in the playoffs, to recognize that, yes, we won the game, but it needs to be always but. In every game that you win besides the Super Bowl, there always should be a but. If you win, there should be a but this. Because there's always things to fix. There's always levels that you can increase to. And if you have a mindset that you want to stay comfortable and get comfortable in victories, but you don't want to challenge yourself and hold yourself to a high standard, and it's ultimately about that. What is the standard that you hold yourself to? Do you hold yourself to the standard of, hey, let's just win? No. You hold yourself to, yes, let's win, but what did I do to attribute to it? What did I do, or what could I do better to make sure that if we're faced another opponent and another opponent is better, that my standard then rises to another level of how I need to perform, right? So to me, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing guys that had that conversation. They said some things in the media. They had their tough conversations, hopefully behind closed doors. But then you saw a product show up on the field. That means to me that not only were the words heard, but they were listened to, they were talked about, and then actions were put in place so that they can come on the field and perform and do better. And they did.
Yeah, 10 wins in a row, right? And so that is the ultimate, I guess, indicator whether it is working or not. So are you saying you're not concerned at all with the manner in which, you know, even with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts, you know, kid and play dancing their way to a victory, there still was a moment with Jalen Carter on the sideline that, you know, Big Dom had to get between the coach and Jalen Carter, you know, and it's just, I looked at it, I was referring to it, Brian, as a family that, you know, loves each other, but they got to argue it out and have friction in order to come together closer. Like, that's what these Eagles look like to me, you know?
Yeah, but you also have to recognize who you have in Jalen Carter. Like you have probably perhaps one of the best pullback players in the game of football. When I say pullback players, it's a guy that you have to tell to slow down, not speed up. Like, hey, slow down. Hey, let's channel this. He has something to him, like his willingness to go. Matter of fact, does he even come off the field? Like, I didn't look at that. Like, does he come off the field? And if he doesn't come off the field as a defensive lineman, like, that's very rare that a guy doesn't come off the field as a defensive lineman. So, and then he goes hard every play, right? So he has so much to give. And sometimes when you have that, sometimes you go overboard. Got a 15-yard penalty. Yes, it was not the smartest thing to do. Got it. But you know also that he gets ramped up. And when he gets ramped up, then that's not really the time to come to be like really getting in his face. Like, let him calm down a little bit so that you can have a conversation with him, right? And maybe that's what was going on. I'm just speculating here now. Because I've had teammates like that. Like, we have to, hey, coach, we got him. To let him cool down a little bit, then the coach can come say what he needs to say, and then we move on with it. But that happens, bro. It's just, don't allow that to be something that you say, oh, there's chaos in the locker room before. No, that's not chaos. That happens from time to time on the sidelines, especially on game.
You're from Jacksonville, went to Clemson. We'll talk about your college, you know, before I let you go. And when did you know you were going to be perfect for Philadelphia? When did you know, okay, this is not, you know, maybe the neighborhood I grew up in, not the area, not the situation that I was in college, you know, that this is a different sort of city that you need to be cut out for? When did you know you were cut out for it, Brian?
Right away. Know why? Because I grew up in a neighborhood that, even on Little League, and I'm not saying this is the right way of doing it.
Sure.
Like, the coaches, they coached us, and they didn't always use, like, eloquent words to challenge us as young people.
Not everyone got an orange wedge. Is that what you're saying, Brian?
Yeah, not everybody got orange wedges.
No participation trophies in Jacksonville?
They would kick water off the table. Like, you don't run in hard enough, that there's no water for the practice, right? So my point is, like, I've heard language and all of those things, and people and those coaches, I knew those coaches cared about us, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't necessarily communicate in a way that I would communicate. But again, I know what that felt like, right? So when I went to Philadelphia, I'm kind of right at home. Now, they didn't say use in Jacksonville, right? They didn't use a whole lot. But it was you know, still that firm love. I call it love. It's still love. It's an aggressive love, mm-hmm. but it's still love.
I love it. Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get to the It Takes Two Health Initiative and to spread awareness about kidney health. And you're going to be part of the Rose Parade in 2025 in that regard. So what is this about, Brian Dawkins?
Yeah, first of all, I'm so proud and blessed to be a part of it. Behringer and Lily allow me to be a part of it. And for me, at first, it hits home first, right? So when I heard about these two qualifications that could potentially get you into a space of having chronic kidney disease, and that's type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. Both my mom and dad will have type 2 diabetes. My mom, high blood pressure is under control for now, and then my father has always been battling up and down when it comes to that. But so when I got that information, there's specific tests. It takes two. That's the initiative. So it takes you and your doctor, and it takes two tests, a urine and a blood test, to see if you are heading down that path to have chronic kidney disease. And so once I got that information, one thing you know about athletes, myself being one of those individuals, is that we're extremely proactive with our health for the most part. Not everybody, but for the majority of us, I would say, are very proactive when it comes to health. And so I'm very proactive with my health now. And so I wanted to get that information over to my parents, caregivers, my aunts and uncles, to make sure that they get these tests done if they fall into those two parameters, right? So that we can make sure that they have all the things that they need, that if they do have it, they can start that process, whatever that their doctors decide. And then if they don't, to make sure that they're still on the list to be tested going forward throughout their lives, right? So again, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to have a platform that people listen to me, especially when it comes to health and taking care of your body. This is a vessel. This is the only one that we get, right? So that if I can then talk from a platform to help people to then go out to then get these tests done so that they can, you know, again, get these tests done so that you know that you're in the proper hands, and then you get the proper diagnosis, and then you do whatever it is that you and your doctor, your team decide that you need to do going forward so you can stay here. So that's my main thing about this, helping as many people stay here and stay healthy for as long as possible.
Testyourkidneys.com for more information and resources about what you're talking about, Brian Dawkins. Make sure everybody, certainly if you feel that you are just like Brian's family might have a history of this, go check it out again, testyourkidneys.com. Clemson's going to win it all? Brian, what do you think? You're going to beat Texas? Going to run? What are you thinking here?
They're in the playoffs.
Right.
So as the saying goes, there is a chance. There is a chance.
Okay. Speaking of, if I'm not mistaken, how many Clemson Tigers are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I don't know. You talking about in all sports?
No,
in Clemson.
No, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How many Clemson Tigers? No,
but I'm talking about all sports.
Oh, okay, sure. No, am I correct? Are you the only one? Were you the first from Clemson?
Yeah, and that blew me away when I learned that.
Me too. I couldn't believe that.
Blew me away. I was like, wow, are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. It's a blessing. I'm humble. Absolutely humbled by that.
I know, man. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, you know, taking on Texas and Peyton, his nephew might be coming to try and break things up for you, Brian. I mean,
that's going to be a tough, it's to go into that house to try to win a game. Like, that's going to, listen, this, they, no, they can't have any turnovers. I mean, they're going to have to play, I won't say a perfect game. Nobody plays a perfect game, but they can't hurt themselves going to Texas and thinking they're going to win a game.
Yeah, and then they move on to maybe Arizona State, and then we'll see what happens if they can come out of the 12th seed right there. So what is your prediction right now as we're sitting here with 3 weeks to go in the NFL season for who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl in New Orleans?
I haven't thought about it like that.
Well, now you have to, Brian, because it's sports talk. Now I want to ask you that question.
So obviously, it's going to be Eagles, right?
Okay, let's do that.
The Eagles. Yeah, they're going to be in that hunt. I'm still going to put Kansas City in that. I would say the Ravens and obviously Detroit. So that would be my four.
Okay, and then if I had to press you, and I'm about to, who makes it? What do you think? Who's in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59, Brian Dawkins? What do you think?
I right now, you twist my arm.
I've just done.
You gotta give me a doggone answer. I would say it would be the Ravens against the Eagles.
The Ravens. Why do you like the Ravens, Brian?
I left Buffalo out. I'm tripping. Oh, man.
Sure. Yeah, let's not forget
that. I do five then? Because Buffalo got to be in there. Buffalo got to be in there.
There's only two that play, though.
All right. Okay.
Only two that play. You know this. You know this. Personally, you know this. So. Come on now. What do you think? Who makes it? You're putting the Eagles in out of the NFC. I got that.
I'm putting Eagles in.
And in the AFC, you know, who do you have? Who do you?
I just messed my whole train of thought up when I thought about Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Like that just threw a complete wrench into that.
How good is Josh Allen, man?
That's my point. That's my point. Wow, man. Okay, so if where does the championships go through?
I'm going to say it's going to go through Kansas City. Let's just do that because they are the one seed and they're probably going to be the one seed because they're two up on the Bills. So there's that.
If it goes through there, then that's going to change everything that I just said. In my humble opinion, I believe that they play well in the playoffs. And even though they're struggling at times here during the season, they seem to kick it to another year in the playoffs. So if it still goes through Kansas City, I think it would then be Kansas City, and then it would be a repeat of Super Bowl a couple of years ago. It won't be.
Okay. And then last one for you, Brian Dawkins. If I had the temerity, the gumption to walk up to you, because I was on that field on that night where your Eagles lost to the Patriots, to have the Patriots go back to back, And if I had walked up to you and said to you, the next team to go back-to-back would be coached by Andy Reid in Kansas City, and Andy Reid would have the chance to have a three-peat, to be the first ever coach to three-peat. What would you have said to me if I walked up to you in that moment and told you that about Andy Reid?
Brian? Makes sense. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, and even then, Andy was not obviously the Andy of today. He's grown in so many ways as far as his play calling is concerned. But his formula has been the same. Like, if you look at his teams, when he's had success, he's had someone of this defensive coordinator that can call a heck of a game. And now he has Spags doing that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Spags has won the most Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator in NFL history. So at some point, he may even, I think he should be in the doggone Pro Football Hall of Fame for what he's done. But he's always had those things. Special teams have always been strong. And then him as a play caller has always been able to kind of balance things off as far as the run pass game. He's done a much better job of that now in the last, 15, 20 years than during my time.
Brian, you're the best, man. I miss talking to you. Let's do this again anytime. Seriously, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to talk about, whatever's important in your life, you're truly one of my favorites. When I said this at the very beginning, you know, NFL Network comes on the air in 2003. You were there. You're always there, and you're always cool to NFL Network and me and Total Access, and I always appreciate it. You were balling out then, and you were always giving of your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate it. God bless you. Right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
Right back at you. TestYourKidneys.com, and always check out Brian Dawkins whenever you can, certainly on social media. See, he's harmless. Nice guy.
Yeah, now.
Let's take a break.
Not back then.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. What's up with the Falcons, man? Coming around, Chris. Coming around.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales have. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood1.
This episode is brought to you by AWS. Amazon Q Business is the new generative AI assistant from AWS. Many tasks can make business slow, like wading through mud.
Help!
Luckily, there's a faster, easier, less messy choice. Amazon Q can securely understand your business data to help you streamline tasks, like summarizing quarterly results or doing complex analyses in no time. Q got this. Learn what Amazon Q Business can do for you at aws.com/learnmore.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about, too.
Yes, as I'm draped my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now, that's like you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie, and then I went satin black jacket
with a
black eagle on it. This is subtle. Yeah, this is subtle. I didn't want to come here and be, you know, blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right there.
But then you get up close and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot.
Yes.
He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes. Okay. I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
Well, what will it say on the back? Will it say heart? Will it say your name?
No, say Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say heart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say heart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. It's going to be a grinding game, and Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say. You can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have? Yeah. You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's a little nonchalant, shoulder shrugging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it again. Mm-hmm. It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it? Because they was calling us underdogs.
Yes, I know.
Kevin Hart wasn't too far off on that day at the Super Bowl. You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams. Only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. You'd think the Falcons ending their four-game losing streak on Monday Night Football to send Kirk Cousins to, wait for it, 5-1 in his last six Monday Night Football games after starting 0-9 in his career in that. You'd think that would end the conversation of who should be the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, but then you'd watch the game, and it was unwatchable for the Falcons offense. I don't know what's going on. I mean, Bijan Robinson had another dominant game. 22 carries, 125 rush yards. The rushing game was working. The passing game, with the exception of that wide open Drake London walk-in touchdown to give Cousins his first touchdown pass in 17 straight quarters. It gave him a 7-0 lead, and they were holding on for dear life against a Raiders team that was missing Max Crosby. He's done for the year. Starting Desmond Ridder, who the Falcons, as we all know, jettisoned for Cousins. I mean, Cousins loses in Minnesota to Sam Darnold's 5 touchdown passes, and then Cousins almost followed that up with a loss to Desmond Ridder. But they did come out with the win. What didn't happen, though, after Cousins went 11 for 17 for 112 passing yards, fewest pass attempts and passing yards for him and the Falcons this year. Didn't tamp down, though. Well, what about Michael Penix Jr.? Conversation that the Falcons knew when they drafted him would occur if there was a struggle. Didn't think it would still be going strong or strongest after a win in Week 15. But this is what the head coach had to say on that subject matter yesterday.
He's got to play better. And, you know, obviously you got to go back, you got to be able to look at everything. But, you know, he wants to play better. He's got to play better. We got to find a way to get him to play better. And obviously, we'll get to work tomorrow, and that's a part of our process, right? You go, you look at the tape, you review with the people that needs to be reviewed with. You know, we get all the coordinators in the room, we'll talk with everybody, and we got to play better at the quarterback position.
So part B to that, if he can't, are you prepared to replace him with Michael Penix?
You know, we got everybody on our roster for a reason, right? We got so much to get better at, and, like, those things will always be discussed. That's just the nature of the beast in football. It's just so heavily talked about it at the quarterback position because there's only one guy out there. You know, so, like, for us, man, our mentality is to find a way to win the next game. That's just the mentality that we're going to have.
Cousins echoed the "I know I've got to play better" thing. I mean, the defense balled out. 3 takeaways and a safety. They balled out with 2 block punts and a blocked extra point.
That's crazy.
So the special teams have balling out, but the ball being dropped figuratively by this Falcons offense. I mean, Brock Bowers, who's catching everything under the sun at only 3 catches for 35 yards, you should beat a team that was coming in on a 9-game losing streak handily, and they didn't.
Well, the run game was good.
That's what I'm saying. It's the passing game, not to quote A.J. Brown. you know, it's the passing game, and that is on the quarterback. Again, I just can't see turning to a rookie in week 16 and say, okay, Rook, go for it. That's when you bench Kirk Cousins. Okay, Rook, go for it.
No, the time to do it was weeks ago.
I think the horse is out of the barn. You've got to keep up with Cousins, but I understand why the question is there, and I knew the questions would come. It's just now you're in a position where you just got to stick it out with the vet, who's, by the way, going back to D.C. in a couple weeks. You got the awful Giants coming in. You should rebound, but I get it. I totally get it. And you know, in this day and age, I'm sure Penix hasn't gotten any snaps with the ones, like hardly a lick of it. So you're just going to say, even I understand the Giants have been horrid lately. You can't just say your first career start now, we're benching Cousins due to ineffectiveness in week 16. But if there's any spark that you can get from it, if you have seen something in practice that gives you the sense that he could handle this. Because again, he's not like some 21-year-old. He's 24. And we also know what we've seen from Bo Nix, what we've seen from Jaden Daniels, two rookies this year, what we've seen from Stroud, what we've seen from Purdy. And I'm mentioning all of them together because you see what you see from young quarterbacks who've gotten a ton of snaps at the college level, how well they've played when you throw them in. I'm just wondering, in these meetings, do they even twitch in that direction? Because what we've seen over the last month and a half ain't it. And you're going to be circling the drain. Certainly with the Bucs playing the way that they are playing, they are surging and the Falcons are struggling and they should have won last night going away and they barely came out with a dub. Interesting times in Atlanta. Chris Long. We miss him. Not anymore. He's coming up.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.